Now, yesterday we were talking about fences, and you mentioned the picket fence, and you mentioned the rail fence and the wire fence. Would you tell me how? I'm sure you've made picket fences.
I've seen them made. I've helped make them. Well, there's two or three ways you can make. My dad used to. They'd take them, put in their posts pretty close together. This mean fence. Posts begin to get weak, they'd blow down. Mm. And if you had any amount of them, and they'd put two wires down here at the bottom and two wires up here, you know, and then you'd weave them wires, had this thing in there between them. You could turn that back to the forest and put them pickets in there, and then cross your wires and put in another, you know, and then when you got to the post, you'd nail that. Mm. And go on. And then there's another way, you could put you up a couple of planks and nail your pickets to them. But a picket fence was a mean fence. They catched a lot of wind and blow down. We just quit ever having them. I wouldn't fool with them anymore. You get war, you know, and that wind will go through the war. Them old picket fences would blow down on them.
Yeah, the picket fences were, but they were spaced, weren't they? Wasn't there a space?
Pickets would drum, I don't know, just enough to nothing. Hogs or nothing couldn't get through them. Some people would build them close enough to chickens couldn't get through them. Just depend on what you're going to put in there.
How do they make the pickets?
Just made them like them biker sticks. Mm-hmm. Go out here and cut you down a tree that would split. Whatever size you want them, you want them 4 feet, 6 feet, or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Take that, bust them in two, and get them to where you can put them. You had to get your big old fork, and find your fork and place somewhere. It was about 6 inches through, and cut it off here, you know, where the fork started, and then let it go on out there and get to the fork, and then you'd stake that down, and you'd put your boards or your pickets in there. Drive that furrow in there and mash down on them and split them right on out. Right. You know.
I said, did they ever call those palings? Is that something different?
Yeah, they call them paling fences sometimes, or picket fences, or palings.
Is there any difference between the two?
No. There's palings and pickets, whichever. Some people call them one thing, some another, you know.
When you're clearing a field, you were talking to me yesterday about clearing a field, they had a lot of rocks or stones probably to...
Well, some people did. We never was bothered with that here, but now up here where my wife was raised and over here on around this mountain, they'd pick up them rocks. So these rock fences over there that's been there, I guess, for 100 years. They'd make fences out of them rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, they'd have time with them. Up there where she was raised, there's a big rock fence, you know. They'd haul them fences, rocks up there, you know, and they'd lay there for the flesh forever. And the rabbits would get in there, you know, and snakes and things like that, dangerous thing. You had to be careful about it. And over here, I was around this mountain. I know one place over there that's had a lot of them rock fences. But up here where she was raised, I think that fence is still there.
How high did it
stand? It was a good one.
How high did it stand?
Huh?
How high did it stand?
Yeah, just like any other fence, 4 or 5 feet.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's nothing cattle wouldn't, nothing wouldn't go on.
Some job putting up a fence like that.
Well, they had to do something with them rocks, you know,
sure.
Getting them off of the field.
Sure.
That was the best way to do this. They killed two birds with one rock there, you know. They made them a fence and cleaned them out of it, too.
Sure.
People had to have fences them day.
What did you put in a nest to fool a chicken?
Do what?
To fool a chicken, to fool a hen.
Well, you could get artificial eggs or fence. Well, it's just... get an egg that, you know, after a while and to set on, they won't hatch, and take some of them if you want the good eggs. Just something to lay in there. A hen will lay a whole lot better if there's an egg. They'd call it the nest egg. Chickens would go back and lay to that one egg, you know.
What were the artificial ones made of?
I don't know. I guess there's some of them's glass, some of them's something else. Mm-hmm. I've seen them. I don't know if there's any here, but I've seen them. Some of them would get gourds, little gourds.